Welcome everyone to the first official podcast of the Tesla Group. Now, it's not Tesla like the car, it's Tesla, T-E-X-L-A. All right, you gotta get that right. That's the name of our company. And when I say our company, I'm referring to myself. My name is Josh Ramirez. In case you don't know me, you probably don't know me. If you don't, it's very nice to meet you on here. We're gonna get to know each other from this point on, right? It's gonna be a lot of fun. And I'm also referring to my fellow co-founders, some of the most awesome dudes and family men I know, Kioran Jackson Smith and David Molina. Now, Kioran lives all the way out in the deserted land of Texas. Okay, I know. It's just, you can't help it. You got to feel sorry for the guy. I've been trying to get him to California for a while now. I'm from California, born and raised in East Los Angeles. And to me, California is the great sunshine state, you know, the best state in the world. And I know what you're thinking. It's so darn expensive to live in Cali, but still, it's Cali, you know? And anyways, I've been trying to get Kioran to move out this way, and I'm working on it, you know? I'll get him here eventually, but that's where he's at. He's out there in Texas for now, and the plan is for Kioran to kind of be my partner in crime on this show. In other words, you're supposed to hear him 50% of the time, and then me 50% of the time. At least that's the plan. That's what we agreed to. I hope he remembers that agreement. If not, I'm gonna have to scramble to find somebody else. But you know what? It'll be all good. And then David Molina, see, homeboy David, he grew up in California with me, you know? So we're LA natives. We know what it's all about. David is not too much of a podcast guy. So chances of hearing him on this show are slim to none, but I'll do my best to get him on here, okay? I'll do my best to get him on here as often as possible. But I gotta tell you this, no matter who's on this podcast, no matter who's talking, I encourage you to listen intently, okay? But listen with the intent to apply, with the intent to take it home with you and make it work for you in your life, in your business, or whatever it is that you have going on. It's not just gonna be me or Kioran talking or David talking once every 5 years or something like that. What I plan to do, what I will do, is I'm gonna have a lot of amazing people on this show, amazing entrepreneurs, amazing business owners. And I'm also gonna have people who aren't necessarily a part of the business world, but they still have a ton of wisdom and knowledge to share. And it will benefit you in so many ways if you apply it, okay? If you apply it. And whoever I ask to be on this show, I'm also gonna ask them to just be real. Just be raw about what they've been through, right? Because let's be honest here, nobody's perfect. Nobody's family is perfect. Nobody's business is perfect, all right? We've all made mistakes. We've all messed up. We've all failed. We've all, you know, had those hard experiences. And you never know what you could do for someone when you're just honest about what you've been through. Even if you are currently experiencing success or you've experienced success in the past, just leave it all out on the floor and say, hey, look, I have messed up plenty of times. I've learned the hard way plenty of times. If I can make it, you can too. Because look, everybody's good at faking a smile and at pretending that everything is okay. And you might even be listening to this podcast right now and you're ready to quit. You're ready to throw in the towel. You've had enough of whatever it is you're trying to pursue. You've had enough of trying to make your dreams happen or trying to reach your goals. We've all been there. And for someone to come along and say, it's okay, I know what you're going through. I was there once, I made it through, I figured it out, you will too. That could go a long way for somebody. That could really inspire somebody, really encourage them, really give them that extra push and boost to keep going. And you could change somebody's life and direction for the rest of their life, literally. So don't be afraid to just be an open book about your life experiences. And that's exactly what I'm going to ask others to do when they come on this show. And here we go. Speaking of being an open book, I've never done a podcast before in my entire life, but I'm excited to finally do one. And I'm going to get better with each segment and each show, you know? So let's do this. You got to start somewhere, right? So what do I want to talk about on this first official show of the Texla Group? I mean, man, I have so much to say, but I'm not going to take up a lot of your time, okay? Today, I really want to talk about mindset, all right? Don't get me wrong, though. I'm all about action. I am a man of action. But even I understand that you can't have the right action. You can't do the right things if you don't have the right mindset. If you want to have an action plan that will work for you, you have to have the right thinking behind it. Okay, what kind of thoughts are you allowing to go through your head? Are they positive thoughts or are they negative thoughts? Because I guarantee you, negative thoughts will bring you a negative outcome. Positive thoughts, consistent positive thoughts, will bring you a positive outcome. And to just kind of put this whole mindset thing into perspective, I want to talk about the three biggest reasons, in my opinion, why people either don't start on the path to achieving whatever it is they're going after, or why people quit after starting. And these three reasons are all about what are you thinking on a day-to-day basis? What kind of mindset do you have? Okay, so I want to cover those three things. Hopefully I could be an encouragement to you and just kind of refresh your memory on how important it is to check your mind, discipline your mind. And then I'm going to end this podcast with a very deep but simple thought that if you would just apply it consistently, believe me, you'll see the progress and you'll start to see the change that you want to see in your personal life and in your business, if you have one. So, reason number one, why do people not start, or why do people start on their journey to their goal and then just quit all of a sudden? Well, fear. How about fear? We all experience fear, but let me tell you this, there are two things that we fear probably more than anything else. And the first one is failure. Okay, so we fear making mistakes. We fear failing. And I know you can relate because everybody has experienced this. And let me tell you this, it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to experience fear. It's a natural human emotion. But it's not okay when you allow it to paralyze you and stop you from doing what you love, from doing what you're passionate about. I understand that it's scary sometimes, especially when you're doing something for the first time, or especially when you don't have all the answers, but you gotta find a way to set that fear aside. You gotta find a way to, in spite of that fear, move forward. Listen, I don't care how successful you are. I don't care how successful you've been. I don't care how successful you're going to be. Failure is going to be a part of that process. It just is. And there's no way around it. I remember when I was younger, I used to hate failing at anything. I used to hate it and I used to avoid it at all costs. I didn't like making mistakes. I didn't like feeling stupid or being embarrassed because I messed up or because I fell flat on my face. Okay, it was a very uncomfortable feeling for me. And I reached a point in my life where I realized, like, look, that's just part of learning, okay? If you're gonna learn something for the very first time, if you're a newbie, okay, you gotta get comfortable with failing. You gotta get comfortable with tripping up and falling. It's gonna happen. That's part of the learning process. That's part of the learning curve. But guess what? When you take that failure and you analyze it and you're like, okay, this is what I did wrong. This is what not to do next time. It makes you a better person. Now you've grown a little bit. You're a little bit more experienced. You're a little bit more knowledgeable. And you're a little bit more ready for the next opportunity, right? So I guess what I'm trying to say to you is, don't be afraid to fail. Don't let it get in your head. Don't start thinking, man, what if I make a mistake? Or what if I, you know, just don't do it right the first time. Don't allow your head to be filled with that kind of negative thinking. This might sound super weird to you, but make failure your best friend. Make it your best friend. I'm telling you, when I made failure my best friend, I really started to see progress in my life. I started to invite failure. I started to embrace it. I started to get really comfortable with it because this is the perspective, this is the mindset I used to have about failure. Man, I gotta stay away from that guy, failure. All right? All he wants to do is hurt me. All he wants to do is discourage me. All he wants to do is make me quit. All he wants to do is keep me from what I'm really trying to pursue. And all along, that wasn't the case. Now, failure's my best bud, my best friend. It's like, dude, we should hang out more. Because I look at failure as something that is not trying to hurt me, not trying to discourage me, not trying to make me quit, but something that will actually help me succeed faster. Isn't that a mind-blowing thing? Failure will actually help me to succeed faster if I'm not afraid of it, if I become really comfortable with it. You ever heard that phrase or that saying, fail fast and fail forward? Yeah, dude, go for it. Fail, but fail really fast and fail forward in the right direction, and you'll be that much closer to success that much quicker. So make failure your best friend. It's something that wants to help you. It's something that wants to get you to where you want to go. Don't be afraid of it. Have a different mindset about making mistakes. You have to go through those experiences to grow. And at first, you're definitely going to be stepping out of your comfort zone. But if you learn to say, man, I freaking love failure. Who says that? But trust me, it really is the mindset that you want to have. Number two, people fear rejection. A lot of times people are paralyzed by fear because they don't like hearing the word no. Rejection hurts for a lot of people. What about you? Are you okay? Are you comfortable with rejection? One thing I've learned, and I'm still a young guy. I'm still a young cat, okay? I got a lot of life to live, God willing, and a lot of lessons to learn still, and a lot of experiences to go through. But one thing I've figured out, or that I'm starting to figure out, is that if you're an entrepreneur, if you're in the business world, if you're trying to make it in the business world, you better get comfortable with people telling you no. Not everybody's gonna wanna buy you or buy your product or buy what you're selling or buy your vision, your idea, your company, your brand. A lot of people are gonna say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not interested right now. Does that mean they're not interested forever? In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. But a lot of people are just gonna straight up tell you, no, I don't want it. I'm not interested. And you have to learn to get over that in that moment. Don't dwell on it when people reject you or reject your idea or reject your dreams or your vision. Sometimes it's not personal, sometimes it is, but don't dwell on it. Don't hang your head. When you hear no, don't think of it as no, I don't like you or I don't want you or I don't want what you're selling. Think of it as next opportunity. See, that's a different mindset there. And that's another thing I've learned. No doesn't mean no forever. No means next opportunity. Okay, this person doesn't want it right now. They may not want it forever. Who's next? Who can I talk to next? Next opportunity. And look at it this way. Every no that you get leads you closer to the yes you're looking for, right? You might have to go through 100, 1,000, 10,000 stinking no's, all right? But every no that you do get, all right, I'm one step closer to that person who's gonna say, yes, I want it. Okay, so don't get discouraged. Just keep going. Let the no's roll off your back like water off a duck's back. You know, seriously, we gotta change our mindset about rejection. Get used to it. Get comfortable with it. Go for no. Go for no, because eventually you will hear that yes. I promise you. If you hang in there, if you don't quit, if you don't hang your head, if you don't get too caught up in the rejection, if you don't get all emotional about it, if you don't take it personally, you will hear that yes that you're looking for. I promise you. It's called persistence. It's called perseverance. With anything that you want to achieve, you better learn to be persistent. You better be the type of person that just keeps coming back, keeps coming back, keeps coming back. Man, this person doesn't stop. They just don't stop. They keep asking and asking and asking and asking. You know what? That just means you really want it. That just means there's a burning fire inside of you that says, I don't care who doesn't believe in me. I don't care who tells me no. I'm going to keep coming back again and again and again and again. Till I get what I want. Till I get what I'm looking for. Don't be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid of rejection. Here's the third reason why people never start, or why people start and then quit somewhere along the line. Excuses. Good old-fashioned excuses. Let me ask you this. Are you the type of person that gives yourself excuse after excuse after excuse why you can't do something? I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. Oh, well, so-and-so. Look, none of that matters, because at the end of the day, the choice lies with you. You don't have enough money? Go out there, find a way to make some extra money. You don't have enough time? I don't believe you. You know why? Because we make time for the things that we truly want, for the things that really are a priority for us. We will find the time. We will find the time. Everybody has 24 hours in a day, and you get to choose how you spend that time. So I don't have enough time doesn't fly with me. Might fly with somebody else, but I don't ever take that excuse, not from myself and not from anybody else. Oh, well, this person, they're so negative. You know, they're keeping me from doing what I really want to do. Look, if you have negative people in your life, negative influences in your life, you got two choices. Choice A, you keep them around and you pursue your dreams anyway, in spite of them, in spite of what they say, in spite of what they think about you. Or choice B, you cut them out. You say, look, I can't have your type of energy in my life. We're just on two different roads. We're on two different pages. I'm sorry, but you know, we're not going to be able to be friends anymore. Yeah, that's hard to do, very hard to do. But sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to weed negative influences out of your life, because it'll hurt you if you keep them around. But I also get it. You know, sometimes it's family. Sometimes it's family. Sad to say, but your own family sometimes won't support you, won't believe in you. They'll try to bring you down. They'll try to cut you down. So, you move forward anyways. You move forward anyways. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, giving ourselves excuses. We could give ourselves a million and one reasons why we shouldn't be who we're meant to be. Why we shouldn't fulfill our purpose. And we allow those excuses. We allow that mindset to cause us to settle for something less. And believe me, I've met so many people who in their old age are just filled with nothing but regret because they missed out on so many opportunities during their life. They were always giving themselves a reason why they couldn't do what they really wanted to do. And now looking back, it's too late for them. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let that happen to you. Seize the day, seize the opportunity, change your mindset, okay? And this is the thought that I want to leave you with for this show. Remember the one I told you that's like really deep, but actually pretty simple? Well, here it is. Henry Ford said this: whether you think you can't or you think you can, you're right. Now, you might have heard that quote before. It's very famous. But do you live it? Do you allow it to be the way that you think? Which side of the fence are you on? Are you the type of person that's always, oh man, well, you know what, I just can't. I can't do this. I can't do that because of this reason or because of that reason. Oh, that's too difficult. You know, that's not possible. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it happen. I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. Well, you know what? As long as you think that way, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'd rather be on the other side of the fence. I'm always thinking I can because I know I can and I will. I may not have all the experience in the world. I may not have all the answers in the world. I may not know all the people that I need to know yet. But I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to get it done anyway. And if that's the mindset that you have, you're absolutely right. I really hope that this short pep talk, I guess you could call it, has been an encouragement to you, has been a little bit of an inspiration to you, maybe giving you a swift kick in the butt, like get out there, you know, stop giving yourself excuses, stop being afraid, all right, just get out there and do it. That's all I have to say for today. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And I really look forward to being with you guys again. I will be back soon. And on the next show, I'm going to have a very special guest. And you're going to want to be there listening because it's going to be awesome. All right. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you guys have a great week, and we will talk soon.